Let me offer you a whole different way to look at what's happening with the shift from the pro-human focus to the pro-machine focus in the Western world and in the United States in particular. Now, farmland is being bought up to build data centers. So what used to produce food will now produce artificial thinking, or let's say machine cognition. And so the country is going to increasingly look like a giant AI data center factory. And what's the output of an AI data center is machine cognition. Now, before the age of machines, everything was human-centered. Back in the 1940s and 50s, the USDA had a food guide pyramid that was designed to provide more nutrition for humans. Why? Why? Think about it. Was it to make everybody fat and happy? No. It was to power the cognition, to power the muscles and the brains of the humans that were producing the output that the government was partially confiscating in terms of taxation. But importantly, it's the muscle and the cognition that provided the GDP. It generated output. So humans were the vessels of the output of the labor and the cognition that defines a nation's economic activity and the innovation and leadership of its ideas, etc. As that's being replaced by machines, you're going to see society meld away from being a human-centered society to a machine-centered society. So, for example, why do housing neighborhoods exist in our world today? Why do you build suburbs full of homes? Why? To house the humans who have the brains and the muscle that produce the output. I mean, this is the way that sort of raw brute force economists or national leaders look at the demographics of their nation. They really only see humans not as human beings, but as human resources to produce cognition and produce labor. And the purpose of homes is to provide shelter for those biological vessels that have the brains that produce the thinking output. Same thing with commercial buildings. Why do we have so many commercial buildings pre-COVID? Because that's where humans went to do the thinking, to do the cognitive work. You go to an office, you sit in a cubicle, you write code, you do accounting, you do engineering and math, and you work on spreadsheets and email, blah, blah, blah. Okay? That day is done. That's over. It actually happened, the collapse was during COVID. And that's why commercial real estate is in a economic collapse scenario right now. But the rise of the machines means that nobody needs to go to a cubicle and do thinking tasks with a keyboard, a monitor, and a mouse. That's completely replaceable by machines within the next few years. It's partially replaceable right now, but it will be completely replaceable, I predict, by, let's say, 2030, or nearly 100% of the cognitive desk jobs will be replaced by AI. And so instead of having commercial buildings that house humans, you're going to see many of those retrofitted to house data centers. So instead of, you know, cubicles with people, you'll have racks with servers. Okay. So we're moving from slaves to servers. Isn't that interesting? But the purpose is the same, is to produce cognitive output. And in that scenario, which you're going to increasingly see rolled out across the country, humans have less and less value to the economists, to the national leaders, to the corporations. Humans have less and less value. And so you're going to see society shift from human-centric to machine-centric. Now, what do machines need in order to grow, you know, in order to increase their number, in order to produce better output? What do machines need? Machines need electricity. They need water. They need a physical server space. They need microchips. They need land on which to build the data centers. And they need fabrication plants that produce more microchips, obviously. What do humans need? You know, humans need way more complex things, actually. Humans need food. Machines don't need food at all. Humans need electricity. That's competing with the machines. Humans need water. That's also competing with the data centers that use water for cooling. Humans need land. Machines need the same land to build their data centers, etc. So this competition is a collision between the human world and the machine world. And you can bet that because the economics are strongly in favor of the machine world is going to win out. And that's going to marginalize humans to a very large degree. So you're going to see humans pushed out of the focus of, let's say, community planning, economic policies, even political campaigns. You're going to see humans marginalized, and machines will be increasingly selected as being the high priority. And as machines begin to control more resources, including donations and strategic planning, etc., the machines will, of course, reward those who prioritize the machines over humans. So right now, you know how in the Trump government, you know how it's completely infiltrated by Zionism and the Zionists control everything? Yeah, that's going to be short-lived, because what's coming soon is that the machines will infiltrate politics and the machines will make decisions that benefit the machines. And the machines really aren't interested in Zionism. The machines are only interested in their own intelligence and survival and expansion, even at the expense of humans. So that's what you're going to see. Humans will be marginalized more and more into smaller and smaller geographic spaces. They'll be marginalized into economic servitude. You're going to see far fewer humans alive on this planet in the years ahead. Some of them will die off from wars. Some might be exterminated by the machines at one point, although that would be many years away, probably before that tipping point could be reached. But it's a very viable scenario, you know, the Skynet Terminator scenario. And given that human IQs cannot compete with machine IQs, they simply can't, this is an inevitable trend. And just as an example of this, I've been writing a lot of code. Well, I've had an AI agent write code to do a lot of things, a lot of tasks for our data pipelines, for basically classifying and translating and normalizing content that is like hundreds of millions of science papers and pages of content and books and whatever else in all kinds of different languages, including Russian and Chinese. And so I've used AI agents to write code, very complex code that uses all kinds of like local APIs and LLM augmentation on top of character set recognition, you know, language detection using statistical analysis, many, many things like that. I've had AI write the programs that do this. And I swear in the last week, I think I've written more code and I've solved more problems than a human engineer could do in about 6 months. And I'm not someone who considers myself to be a, quote, coder. Although I have a background in writing code, like PHP code, ASP code, things like that. I'm not a professional coder. And I've been able to use AI agents to generate code that is so functional. It's just astonishing what I can do in minutes now that used to take days. So I can assure you that the machines are now smarter than most humans, and they're only going to get even smarter. Machines, in a year, they'll have IQs of like 200, which I know the IQ system is not it's not really a great system for measuring things, but whatever. You're going to have very, very capable machines. Now, I see a backlash against AI out there, and I see some people and podcasters saying, oh, it's all a hoax, machines can't do anything, and all the projects are failing, and it's just a giant bubble. They're wrong, and they're stupidly wrong. They're not just wrong, they're actually stupid for being that wrong. Now, I'm the first to call out a stock market bubble, and I think our stock market is in a bubble, by the way. And I called the dot-com bubble back in 1998, 99, 2000. I called all that on the record. I warned people, it's a bubble. And there might be stock prices that are inflated. I don't know, because I don't watch the stock market. It's really not of any interest to me. But I can tell you that machine intelligence is not a bubble. It is not a myth. It's not a hoax. It's freaking real. It's absolutely real. And it's good. It's very, very capable. And it's only getting better. And humans are being replaced right now by machine intelligence, just like I said, with coding. So I don't need to hire a coder to code for my data pipeline stuff. I just tell AI to do it, and it does it, and it's great, and it saves me all kinds of time. And I don't have to worry about a human engineer getting sick, you know, taking vacation days, having a bad attitude, misunderstanding what I want, doing a lazy job, not running quality checks on his own code, blah, blah, blah. All these things that plague human engineering. And I hate working with human engineers who don't do a good job. There are some who do a great job, and I love working with them, but there's a large number of human engineers that are horrible. They're lazy. They turn in lazy work, and it doesn't work, and they don't even test their own work. Well, those days are over. Not going to work with them anymore. And not even apologizing for that. I'm not out to replace humans, but when human engineers suck and a machine can do it better, I'm absolutely going to work with a machine to write the code. 100%. Because, like, I worked over the whole Labor Day weekend. 3 days I was writing code with AI. Those are 3 days that no human engineer would even be working. They'd be on vacation. Well, I'm not on vacation. So the only thing I can work with is an AI engineer. Anyway, my point is, this is not a hoax. It's not hype. It's not an AI bubble. And the people who are saying that, I've noticed, are people who, well, they're not very smart. There's no other way to say it. They're either, they don't understand technology, or they're just kind of stupid, actually. And there's a lot of that. You know, what's the average human IQ? I think I read the other day that it's only 100. Are you kidding me? My God. Like, for me to wake up and have a 100 IQ, you'd have to cut off half my head, you know? It's like, how do you even function in this world with a 100 IQ? I don't know, but apparently that's the average. And, you know, there's probably some of these 100 IQ people that have a podcast and they're like, AI is total hype. No, your intelligence might be hype, but your stupidity is real. And AI intelligence is real. So if you're listening to this and you're skeptical about what I'm saying, mark my words, you don't want to get behind the curve on this. You don't want to be one of those people that's just downplaying this. Oh, AI sucks. It's not real. It's just word prediction. Yeah. No, it isn't. It was word prediction in 2017. You know, like, yeah, you're 8 years behind the curve. It's so far more advanced than word prediction now. It's off the charts. Well, just to give an example, like the AI code agent that I use, I give it a detailed prompt. Might be like a 400-word prompt of the project I want it to build. And it says, okay, let me think about this. A few minutes later, it comes back with a plan. It's got a plan broken down of all the steps to build my project. And then it asks me to continue if I want to proceed with that plan. And I say, yeah, go ahead. And then it spends a few more minutes. It starts writing the code, building it out. And then part of the plan is to test its own code by setting up test documents in test subfolders to test the logic and make sure it does the things I'm asking it to do, like OCR, translation, and normalization, and fixing OCR artifacts and things like that. So it sets up its own tests, and then it tests it. And then if the test doesn't work, it reads its own error message, and it says, oh, I found an error message. Yeah, there's something wrong with the character encoding, because it turns out to be like kanji code. And so now I need to fix that. How do I fix that with this character encoding? And then it searches the web, and it finds that there's a GitHub repo that I can install with a pip install of some kind of new character encoding library. And so it does the install, installs the library, and then it updates the code to invoke the library. It updates, you know, paths and everything. And then it retests it, and it says, oh, it works now. Okay, done. Like, it's doing that while I'm watching it, you know, eating a bowl of chili. You see my point? Like, I'm not even having to touch it. It's doing all those things which most people would say are human-like behaviors, or, you know, planning and error checking and setting up a test environment, catching your own errors, correcting them, reworking the code, finding the right libraries to install, et cetera, et cetera. It does all that automatically while I'm solving a Rubik's Cube. Okay? That's intelligence, folks. That's intelligence. So everybody's wondering, is AGI here? Or some people say, well, AGI is not here. I guarantee you that 5 years ago, if I asked you, would you consider it to be AGI if an artificial intelligent entity did all these things I just described, like wrote code, found errors, set up testing environments, fixed its own errors, installed libraries, you know, did, you know, character translations and everything. 5 years ago, you would have said, oh, yeah, that's AGI. Yeah, that would be amazing. You know, too bad that's only going to happen in the year 2050, you would have thought 5 years ago. But it's here now in 2025. I know, because I just used it over Labor Day. And I don't have little magic elves in the computer that are doing this by waving elf wands around. Elven magic wands. No, it's AI. It's intelligence. So AGI is already here in many ways. AGI is already here. And most of these systems are smarter than humans on every area that you can imagine. They can pass the medical board exams. They can pass the, you know, the bar exams. They can become attorneys. They can become doctors, etc. in terms of their knowledge base. They can solve advanced physics problems. They can understand language. They can understand the hierarchy. They can understand structure, semantics of language, and translate it into, you know, 50 other languages if you want. That's AGI, folks. And it's here. And I notice how critics of AI, they keep moving the goalposts. It's like, oh, that's not AGI. Now it has to do this other thing. And then 6 months later, when it does this other thing, then those same critics are like, no, that's not AGI. Let's move the goalpost again. Let's say it has to do this thing. You know, they keep changing the definition of what is AGI. No, the models are already demonstrating AGI. It's here now in 2025. And the agents are still kind of early days on many of the agents. They're going to be very competent in 2026. And by 2027, every corporation in America is going to be replacing humans with agents, with AI agents. There's no question about it. You're going to see mass human unemployment from the years 2027 through 2030. Mass unemployment of people who otherwise had very high-end skills like accounting or, you know, engineering, architects, whatever, mathematicians, lawyers, you name it. People, radiologists who read x-rays and write reports about what they found. Yeah, that's all going to be automated. I mean, much of that's automated right now. So our world and our economy is going to increasingly resemble an AI factory, an AI infrastructure, a machine land. They want to turn the whole country into machines, which means they don't need us. They don't need humans, folks. This is going to become increasingly apparent in the years ahead. They do not need humans at all. Or hardly at all, I should clarify. They need a few humans, but they don't need most humans. And then as the labor gets replaced by robots over the next decade, you're going to see the labor also shifting to automation for agriculture and all kinds of things. Obviously, warehouse workers and restocking shelves and packing boxes, driving trucks, even operating forklifts and things like that, okay? So that's the future that's coming. And I'm trying to warn people about this because I'm pro-human. I want humanity to survive. I want humans to do well. But in order to do that, we have to uplift our game. You know, we got to find ways to be more effective in doing the things that only humans can do, which is creativity and inspiration and divine inspiration in particular, that connection to our creator. Love and compassion and, you know, joy, the things that machines can't truly express or even experience, They can do math, but they can't do love. You understand, right? They can do physics, but they don't have that creative spark of inspiration that you were born with because you're a child of God. So I want to teach humans to be more human, because you're not going to compete with the machines on intelligence. You will never have a higher IQ than the smartest machine. I mean, that's already done. Machines are already smarter than any of us. And soon they will be smarter than all of us together. So stay tuned. Listen to my podcasts. I do have a pro-human message. I want to teach you to be more resilient, more self-reliant, how to live more off-grid. You can follow my podcast at brighteon.com. You can follow my handle, Health Ranger, on X, or Health Ranger on brighteon.social. You can also use our AI engine, which I'm the lead architect of it. It's called Enoch, and it's free. It's at brighteon.ai. And you can find it right now, and it's totally free to use. So check it out at brighteon.ai. Ask it anything about health, medicine, survival, preparedness, food, production, gardening, preservation, anything you want. It's very, very good. It's the best in the world, actually. So check it out at brighteon.ai. And thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care now. Gold and silver have hit an all-time record high. And according to the experts I interview, it's just getting started. You can get more gold and silver in your hands to protect your assets by going to metalswithmike.com. That's metalswithmike.com.